Notes from Green Elsh, number 228. Ponder. Yesterday, we finished the fall semester at the high school where I teach. It was a busy week as students completed projects and took final exams. Excitement for the winter break grew as the week went on. A common question I heard amongst students and staff was, "Are you ready for Christmas?" Answers varied. Some people still needed to buy a few more gifts for loved ones. Some people were preparing to travel. Others needed to get ready to host extended family. Some people weren't quite ready to interact with difficult relatives. A few students were scheduled to work on Christmas Day. And some people just needed rest. What about you? Are you ready for Christmas? Perhaps you don't celebrate Christmas. No matter where you are regarding Christmas this year, I challenge you to set aside some time to stop and think anew. Read again, or for the first time, how Christmas started and what it means. The Bible documents that account in Matthew chapter 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. Let the truth of Christ's birth encourage you, change you, and guide you this coming year. As I read the Christmas story again, I was impacted by the transforming grace of God. Those who pondered God's calling and then responded by trusting and obeying were forever changed. God worked through their faith to help them become all He had designed them to be in Jesus. God also wants to transform you by His gracious gift of Jesus. Mary was graciously chosen by God to miraculously give birth to Jesus, God the Son, who would save the world. She did not earn this by her own righteousness. God loved her and chose her to participate in His salvation plan. This news from God's angel Gabriel was shocking and somewhat mysterious, yet glorious. How could she give birth when she was a virgin? Although it would cause a scandal, make her an outcast, and potentially ruin her relationship with Joseph, Mary humbly trusted and obeyed by faith. She told Gabriel, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." By first pondering God's truth about Jesus, she was then able to carry out her role in God's plan of saving her and others. Joseph was devastated when he heard that Mary, who he was pledged to wed, was pregnant. How could this be? How could she cheat on him? In anguish, Joseph decided to quietly cut off their betrothment and have nothing to do with her. But then God spoke to Joseph through an angel. He told Joseph that it was all right to take Mary as his wife, for she had done nothing wrong. The child in her womb was from God, and he would save his people. Joseph pondered God's truth about Jesus. He trusted and obeyed God. Only then was he able to redemptively resolve his relationship crisis and carry out his role as a loving husband and father who would help raise the Savior of the world as his own son. Shepherds also received glorious news from angels. As they watched over their flocks by night outside of Bethlehem, an angel stood before them, and the glory of God shone around them to declare the birth of Jesus, who is the Savior, the Christ, and the Lord. Then a multitude of angels joined the first angel and praised God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The shepherds took to heart the incredible message of the heavenly host. They believed God and searched until they found the Savior born as a baby and lying in a manger. Then they were able to carry out their role in telling everyone what they had learned of Jesus, the Savior. Simeon was told by God he would not die until he saw the one chosen by God to save the world. Day after day, year after year, he pondered who this would be and when it would take place. In God's perfect timing, the day came. When Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to be consecrated to God according to Jewish law, Simeon received them at the temple. Simeon took Jesus into his arms and prayed, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." By pondering God's promise, Simeon was ready to recognize, receive, and proclaim God's salvation plan in the person of Jesus. Like Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and Simeon, God has also given himself to you in Jesus. Ponder that. Let that blessed truth saturate your heart. The eternal, almighty God of the universe loves you and is graciously calling you to be with him, to be like him, and to do what he does. He sent Jesus to make that possible. Jesus, God the Son, was born as a baby, lived righteously, sacrificially died and rose again so people can be saved from their wrongdoing. How will you respond to this wonderful news that Jesus has come into the world to save you? I pray that you respond as Mary did. She was blessed because she believed God would fulfill his promise to save. For he always does. Here is what she told her cousin Elizabeth. "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." You must first ponder and meditate God's truth. Then you will become equipped to walk in it by faith. So in conclusion, like Mary, consider the gift of Jesus and humbly accept God's wonderful plan for your life. Confess any wrongdoing and receive his forgiveness. then joyfully trust and obey Him as He guides you and enables you to live rightly now and forever. Living by faith in Jesus will still be difficult at times. It will involve change. Some of your relationships may be strained. The future won't always be clear. But in Jesus, you are a new person. Your old outlook and ways of doing things no longer dictate or define you. Even when your circumstances are trying or uncertain, you can be confident and secure in God. He loves you, always works for your best, faithfully fulfills His promises, and sovereignly holds the future in His hands. This Christmas and every day, ponder and receive all God has given you in Jesus. Then, by His grace and power, live it out and share it with others so they can be transformed by God also.